May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, April 5th, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. I'll be narrating from two newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. And this live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two after my live show now. And when you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes. So you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. So today I'll be discussing these two newsletters. Back on the solar eclipse, what, about a week ago, March 29th, there's an article I did on the timeline of the computer internet AI revolution. And then on April 4th, which was what, yesterday, I did a very timely piece regarding, well, what's blowing up on the internet right now with the collapse, the biggest downturn collapse of the stock market we've seen in, what, 5-10 years? And the article is called The Truth About Ukraine and War Plans for China. Now, this is all ties into the tariff wars that are going on and the pall that's put over the global economy. But anyway, I'll go into the solar eclipse newsletter shortly. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. We're closing the 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age with a new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. More recently, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique, powerful energies with the moon conjunct Mars and both trine Saturn, Venus, Mercury, and Neptune. And all six of these planets are sextile Uranus, which is trine Pluto in Aquarius. Now, I know that's a lot of gobbledygook for those who don't understand astrology, and I could spend the rest of the show discussing the timely significance of all this, but hopefully I'll be a vessel for these quantum field energies so they speak for themselves. So realize that these unique energies reflect and perfect an understanding of what is going mainstream in the Aquarian quantum age. It's like matriculating the matrix. You know, what happens, there's a function of the quantum field correspondence to 3D reality on earth as in heaven, as above, so below, etc. Anyway, so much for the cosmic weather. Today I have my recent newsletters to discuss. I'm going to go first, like I said, into the article on the timeline of the computer internet AI revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. How real intelligence will harness the AI X factor. That X factor, we're not just talking about Elon Musk's X, you know, formerly Twitter. We're talking about, you know, the artificial intelligence X factor as far as the accelerating factor that's accelerating everything right now. So a preface to this newsletter, Heartware, and I've explained Heartware in great depth in my ongoing newsletter this last year and in my former radio shows on here on BBS Radio. The understanding of Heartware is a fulfillment
of the computer internet revolution by integrating and synergizing hardware, software, and netware. You know, hardware was emphasis on IBM and software, then Microsoft emphasis, and then netware, which was Netscape, which gave us the internet. And it's all being integrated with hardware cyber ethics, the interactive X factor, which is universal law language interface that can harness AI for optimal checks and balances, you might say, homeostasis, and healing in our core social, political, and economic institutions. So the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, and the model of love, you know, when I say love, I'm talking about the, you know, the cosmic law hardware model for cyber ethics, is defining and refining and shining, you might say, the Aquarian quantum age of light and love. Now, we've all heard, you know, the songs about Aquarius back in the 70s, you know, the age of Aquarius, you know, the fifth dimension, and, you know, the Aquarian age is going to be shining, you know, with light and love, the age of light and love. Well, back during the solar eclipse in Aries on March 29th, we had, you might say, there was a shock that goes on with an eclipse. When the shock to the etheric field of the Earth, it's disrupted. There is a electromagnetic field around the Earth that gets disrupted during eclipses. And deep space energies can pour into the field, the collective consciousness of humanity at that time. And so there can be like, it can be like a trigger event in the collective consciousness. And those who are not living in a bubble of woke unreality are surely aware by now of the gradual but accelerating rate of change in all our social, political, and economic institutions. I mean, the internet has sped things up because it's instant, everywhere, interactive. And when you know better, you can do better. And so you've got knowledge power is being accelerated. And it's accelerating, you know, basically collective consciousness. There's an awakening process. But we're talking about now, you know, it's reaching what's called zero point, with deep systemic total transformation. Now, I'm referring to serious metamorphosis, as from, you know, a caterpillar to butterfly. You know, ready or not, the AI quantum shift that's now rolling out rapidly is a whole system paradigm shift from patriarchy and exclusion, you know, centralized closed systems, to meritocracy and inclusion, decentralized open systems. Now, open systems are like freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government. They're open. Closed systems are like censorship. And the global tribulations we now see are symptoms of mass dis-ease, dis-ease from this conflict of interest, you know, the mismatched expectations from open systems and closed systems. The paradigm paralysis that we see with patriarchy and top-down, highly centralized, mass programming, distribution of information, which they call communication, but no, it's a one-way programming, centralized, top-down system. That patriarchal model is disintegrating, and what's integrating is an open system where, again, meritocracy, the idea of the best and brightest rising like creams to the top in any organization, that's the idea of a meritocracy, you know, and it's called inclusion of opinions that are really raise the standard, which is the concept of cyber ethics, raise the standards of the morality of that which serves us all best, should have positions of influence, you know, a meritocracy. So from an objective perspective, if you can look at the situation we have now with Trump's five-ring circus,
And this was featured in my Spring Equinox newsletter. You know, for those who are getting my newsletter online, and if you're not, you can always email me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. Just say I want on your newsletter, and I'll tell you how to do that. So if you're not on that newsletter, contact me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. I'll send you the link to the Spring Equinox newsletter and give you an update on all of my postings for this last year, if not 9 years previously. You know, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. And basically what I'm doing is keeping my finger on the pulse of news of the week that I've curate and look at which news is very timely. And I'm getting into something really timely today because those who've been following the news have seen the big drama on Wall Street as it basically has plummeted more than it has for, what are they saying, 5 years plus? I mean, it has plummeted thousands of points, losing trillions of dollars regarding this tariff war that's, you know, that's going on. Now, what I've been doing with my blog and my radio show for the last 16 years, well, 12 of those years, I mostly was interviewing people on my radio show, you know, singers, you know, scientists, book authors, and luminaries, and some of the best and brightest on the internet I've been interviewing with the idea that, you know, some of enlightened self-interest, I was hoping that some of it would rub off, you know, I'd learn something in the process, and learning how to do a radio show over the last, you know, this is the first 12 years. And in the meantime, you know, I learned what the best sources of information are on the internet. Because there are a lot of sources on the internet that have agendas that are biased. They have biased in different ways. We all are biased in our own ways. But to find the most truthful, the best truth-telling sources on the internet, the first 12 years I did that. So what happened when COVID came along, I realized as a naturopath and a holistic healing guy for the last 50 years, I realized that this was a life or death situation. So I went full tilt, finding, again, the best sources on the internet that I'd learned to trust, and you know, knowing that they were good sources and have that ring of truth to what they were saying from my experience as a naturopath. And I would publish their opinions on what was really going on with the COVID thing, which people didn't want to hear. And I lost thousands of people. I mean, from about 10,000 readers on my newsletter, I lost about 6,000 over a four-year period. Which brings us to today, and I'll be talking about that a little bit. But the point is that, you know, truth is a two-edged sword, you know, and if people don't want to hear it, can't hear it, and you tell them, and they'll just say, take me off a list, which is what happened. Now, a lot of people realize that the whole COVID thing was a psyop, and I talk about that consistently. I have for years. And some people now realize, yeah, I wasn't making it up. This is really the truth. They found out from themselves, from their own sources over the years. So what's going on, as I mentioned in this Trump's five-ring circus in the Spring Equinox newsletter, we're going through some kind of a collective, I mean, you can ask yourself if we're going through some kind of a collective planetary initiation, you know, some kind of testing of our sufficient civility before the warring planet quarantine, you know, if you understand and you've followed anything about Corey Good and David Wilcock about the secret space program and how Earth has been quarantined because we're a warring planet and there's a non-interference policy, but we don't ever hear about what's going on because we're not civilized enough to join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, at least not yet, until we get our act together. Now, this may take a few years because ET disclosure is still being suppressed. You know, you don't hear about it. it's like
that's woo-woo, you know, to a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people really believe, you know, that our media would not lie to us or suppress anything in its truth-telling. At least they want to believe that. And they find us incredulous that there's actually aliens that have been monitoring Earth for a long time and to a certain extent have been interfering, but there is a non-interference policy with respect to our free will. And Earth's evolutions are apparently about to reach a point of evolution where, by way of our collective free will, there will be sufficient attainment and momentum of effective sensory perception, where there's enough loving kindness and wisdom and, you know, empowerment of reality, you know, that and truth-telling interest that we can join the Galactic Federation and we will have, you know, like at the time of Atlantis, that Earth will become a spacefaring planet again with very advanced technology. You know, so now this may sound like woo-woo to some people listening, and you may have read here again this last couple of weeks, the JFK assassination papers were recently released by Trump's team, but all the files pertaining to UFOs and secret technology were blocked from release. Now, in the copy of this newsletter that I'm narrating from, there's a link on that, and you can read all about that. It's an in-depth article video on the UFOs and the secret technology is blocked from release. JFK apparently wanted to go public with this advanced technology that was reverse engineered from downed UFOs. And that could provide free energy technology and quantum healing technology, a great blessing for global humanity, but that would have downsized Rocky's big oil and big pharma monopolies big time. So I have a graphic here, infographic, of Robert Kennedy, who was quite famous for saying, quote, "Some people see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?" Now, they assassinated Robert, too. They don't want people see things that never were with free energy technology and quantum healing technology. And saying, why not? They don't want people thinking that. Anyway, who... Ask yourself who else was highly implicated in regard to the murderous means, motive, and opportunity to kill the Kennedys. And there was this article by Ron Unz and Mike Whitney's interview with Ron Unz. Good article. It's good back history. I've checked it out over the years. This is spot on. How Israel killed the Kennedys. Now, fortunately, AI developments are augmenting the quantum age truth-telling faster than the deep state can suppress disclosure, like Israel's involvement in the Kennedy assassination or the military-industrial complex involvement with the Kennedy assassination because they wanted to suppress free energy technology, whatever. Point being is the quantum paradigm shift happens. And that's why the deep state, I mean, it's the greatest fear of the deep state is that people will wake up en masse and basically shut down the monopoly game, you know, the big oil. I mean, there's free energy technology, just makes it obsolete. There's quantum healing technology, makes big pharma obsolete. So this is the greatest fear of the deep state is that people will wake up to this and just basically quickly, ideally as quickly as possible, transition to stop the petrochemical pollution of the environment and to stop the petrochemical pollution of our bodies with a disease care system they call healthcare. Anyway, this is why the deep state plutocrats and their technocrat minions are resorting to sophisticated censorship in social media. They're trying to basically block the end runs, you know, around the censorship. So freedom of speech and assembly online are under attack worldwide. There's a good article on this at offguardian.org here March 17th. And the article's called When Dissent Becomes a Crime. the war on political speech begins. And dissent is largely becoming a crime. There's a quote here by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying, quote, "There's no time in history where the people who were censoring speech were the good guys." RFK Jr., thank you for that. Obviously, the evolution of our 5D collective consciousness, you know, us, U.S. as the United Sovereigns of Earth, represents a conscience that unites rather than divides. And it heals rather than harms, in alignment with the prime directive of quantum reality, whereby God is love, geometrically ordered divinity model, frame of reference, and is forgiving. Now, sometimes I'm reading from the narrative, referencing graphics like, you know, G-O-D is referencing geometrically ordered divinity, an acronym, and love is representing a frame of reference with circle, triangle, square, geometrically ordered divinity that spells L-O-V-E, you know, and how this, you know, standard is forgiving, you know, this gold standard is forgiving and not forgetting. Play on words here, but as the power of love in Aquarius surges, the nefarious love of power purges before butterfly, quote unquote, butterfly emerges. In other words, a massive surge in our social conscience now results in a toxic purge, you know, like psychic constipation purge, that could not forgive nor bless and release our victim, dictum, and paradigm paralysis. So this is what's going on in the collective consciousness. We're all, you know, basically running records from the past that have a momentum that many people believe the lies, so to speak, and their damnation is just. In other words, we shape our environment and our mental environment, and then it shapes us. And so if we have a collectively paradigm paralysis that is stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, then we can't have paradigm shift. But in time, the Great Awakening will mature to become the Great Enlightenment with an abundance of Aquarian light and love. So in the meantime, it's good to remember that it's all in divine cosmic order. We're in the universe and the all-connected quantum field, kingdom of heaven, universe is within us. There are quantum cycles playing out on Earth as it is in heaven that are profound backstory to what is now manifesting on Earth. In reference to that, both Mercury and Venus retrograde, this is during the solar eclipse in Aries, and I think it's still going on. I don't think they've gone direct yet. This is a good time to review the timeline of developments that can now preview the emerging Aquarian blueprint for safeguarding and upgrading our core constitutional freedoms, the emerging blueprint for the golden age. So this was a good time at that time to go through this emerging blueprint. So this is what I'm doing the rest of that program, the newsletter. And goes on to say, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. This is like a timeline review over the last 50 years and the progressing pattern, common sense of emerging blueprint for the golden age. And this is from the Aquarian Book of Cosmic Love. There's a link on that for those who have not tuned into that. Like I said, this will be in the footnotes, but you know, anyone can go to the HeartCom Network archive page for this recent newsletter that was published, and it's archived there, the 2025 timeline. And so this is the review. Beginning with 1971, the ancient mysteries unveiled on the path of God and country. Then, within a few years, 1974, the bicentennial U.S. Revolution, speaking to 10 agencies of federal government. I'm talking about myself like in the third person here. It's like this is something that happened in a previous embodiment. I'm talking about these different events.
they're kind of like stages of the emerging blueprint and how it emerged in 1979. What emerged was the universal interface thought form, you know, the X factor for global revolution, this universal law language interface, and the backstory on that. Some people will be fascinated with that. To me, that's the keynote. That's the X factor for Aquarius. And then in 2000, it's when the internet revolution was going full speed. Then I created the website heartcom.org, and a universal interface, a model that back in 1979 I introduced as a thought form. And so here's the model, Web 3.0 Hardware Cyber Ethics, which was in 2000. And there's an image graphic for that. And then in 2025, welcome the AI quantum age, 50 years pioneering the revolution. So then it's like the overview history, the last 50 years was an article. And then up to right through to the Spring Equinox newsletter, was just a few weeks ago, folks. So get ahead of the global revolution article there. And I have a picture of myself, you know, the egg head in an egg chair, the rocker that I sculpted. And that's me 50 years ago in that picture after having a life-changing experience of cosmic consciousness when I flashed on my future and became a legend in my own cosmic mind. And there's a picture of me, a 1973 selfie, holding the book Cosmic Consciousness by Burke, which, you know, I found right away after I had the experience, and I'm sitting there with a tuxedo on. It's a t-shirt tuxedo with the tuxedo painted onto the long sleeve t-shirt. Anyway, I had my sense of humor back then was like, you know, this whole cosmic thing was new to me, and it was fun. You know, it was like, I had a past life review, you know, at that time, and this newsletter is kind of a reminiscence of that past life review, because I'm 76 now. I mean, my birthday was just a few days ago, and it was in the spirit of 76, you know, the bicentennial, that I launched my cosmic career on Capitol Hill, as I referenced. And now I'm increasingly retiring, or you might say disappearing, behind the scenes, because censorship of deep state dissidents as myself has become very sophisticated and oppressive. So hopefully I'm going off the radar a little bit. And there's an article here, when dissent becomes a crime, the war on political speech begins. So I referenced actually that article before, and I'm referencing again, because this is the personal, you know, personal note that regarding this whole situation, I've been eclipsed. You know, this is the time of eclipse. Well, I've been eclipsed. I mean, a month ago, I was disappeared from my previous Substack readers. Substack did an audit, you know, stripping of my newsletter list by suspending publication and then pretending to be me while sending an email that asked everyone to resubscribe. It looked like spam. I mean, I would not have responded myself. So published a couple newsletters after that, and according to the Substack analytics, I lost about 600 regular readers, most of whom had been on my list for more than 5 years, many for 10 years. It decimated a community of kindred souls who had been like extended family for years. So that's kind of heartbreaking, and I just had to bless and release it. You know, this is all, you know, the universe is basically telling me to get off the radar because it's getting pathological out there. Believe me, it's really getting people didn't want to hear the truth during COVID, and a lot of people don't want to hear the truth now because they don't know how, they can't handle it. What can you do about it? Well, there's things you can do about it. You can pray about it. You can prepare about it. So my point being with this timeline review is that what's coming is some serious disruption to the deep state. You know, call it tribulations. The tribulations part of Revelations. And this is because AI is accelerating with great truth and unimaginable wisdom. Now, that's a quote from the following, that's an excerpt from the following quote by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol, one of my favorite books, The Lost Symbol. And in that, he says, and this is the quote, "The apocalypse is literally revelation, revelation. The book of Revelation in the Bible predicts an unveiling of great truth and unimaginable wisdom. The apocalypse is not the end of the world, but rather it is the end of the world as we have known it, or as we know it. The prophecy of the apocalypse is just one of the Bible's beautiful messages that have been distorted." Again, this is from Don Brown, The Lost Symbol. So I summed this up in my recent Spring Equinox update on global revolution, and I had really good response, better response than I can remember in a long time. One from Herb, who responds quite often, and he's one of my best responders, emergency responders, you might say. If there's a link missing or some other emergency from something I just published, Herb will let me know. And he said, quote, "This is one of the best things you've ever posted. Bravo. I do believe Trump and Musk are very mixed bags indeed." That's one of the points made. I also got a really nice response from James when he said, "This is one of your best, Christopher, because it looks at the chaotic zeitgeist from all angles," which is what I tried to do. So this is, again, the Spring Equinox update on global evolution, revolution. And you can, again, read that anytime at the HeartCom Network archives page, or when the post comes out here in a couple days, you know, with the repost, and you can always check the footnotes and follow along with the audio. This is the podcast, the footnote podcast. You can always check them and follow along. Anyway, this is my service. This is what I've been doing for 16 years with the radio show. And I mean, it's been what I've been doing for 50 years, pioneering the Aquarian future. You know, for us as the family of mankind, you know, united sovereigns of Earth and a global village of quantum connection, you know, I've seen this coming, you know, eyes wide open since cosmic consciousness for the last 50 years. And now I'm celebrating my golden anniversary this year, 50 years pioneering global revolution. Actually, it's also my silver anniversary, 25 years since founding Natural Life News. Now, if you can go to naturallifenews.com, and we're publishing online now. I'm one of the feature writers. Dennis Ouellette has really carried the ball since I got it started out of my house in immigrant Montana 25 years ago. And I passed the torch to a friend who sold it to Dennis, and he has made it the incredible publication that it is. And I submit articles occasionally. But Dennis really gets the credit for Natural Life News. I'm just the founder, you know, and I got it going. But I want to thank everyone for their patience with me in the process. This 25 years, last 50 years, I don't learn fast, but I learn good. I've been learning a lot about God, love, cosmic law, language, universal law, language, the law of the angels, language of the angels. And by the grace of a higher power, I will enjoy sharing signs of the times, you know, what I'm publishing and writing about, talking about, you know, momentous memes and Aquarian models throughout the 2020s frequency shift. You were right at the cusp of Aquarius. The 2020s are the thrust, you know, with Pluto now in Aquarius and other astrological cosmic cycles converging. You know, we are on the cusp of Aquarius, and the energies of the field, the deep space energies that are infusing the planet with light and love, basically, you know, it is morphing the matrix in our consciousness thereby. So keep the faith, see the good, and celebrate with me. You know, seize the vision of global opportunity, embrace the virtue of real sovereignty, and make the vow for a high state identity, and claim the victory of love at the heart of global telecom, telecare, and us as united sovereigns of Earth. This is where it's going. You know, hopefully sooner than later, may we all be sovereign king, K-I-N-G, with the keys to internalization of God, always love, always forward freely, to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your all-connected netizen neighbors as thyself. So that was the one article. The other article, which was just published yesterday, is really kind of intense, but this is an intense time. I talked a little bit about the astrology psychology, but I'm going to go back to it again and emphasize. I want to emphasize this. What's going on right now? The energetics, like I say, I could spend the whole show talking about it, but there is a, and this, I'm going to reference the intensity I'm going to be going into now as I come down the home stretch, you know, the next 20 minutes regarding this article just published yesterday, because the energies right now, as I speak, that I'm like, I'm hopefully, so to speak, channeling, you know, as a function of what's the energies in the field, are very unique. There's the moon is conjunct Mars in Pisces, a water sign, and it's trine a stellium of planets. We're talking about Neptune, Mercury, Venus, and Saturn, almost exactly trine, almost exactly within a few degrees, very tight trine, strong trine of another water sign in the last degrees of Pisces. And you've got Mars and the moon conjunct in the last degrees of Cancer, and they are, all those six planets are sextile, which is a harmonic trine, trinity kind of energy. Trinity, it's not a trine exactly, it's sextile. It's like 60 rather than 120 degrees. But the trine is 120 degrees. So you've got this, what's called a creative triangle, a co-creation triangle, with the energies co-creating and focused on Uranus and in Taurus, an earth sign. And that energy, when you think about the congruence of the all the harmonic coordinates of these planets focusing on Uranus, which is like flashes of insight. It's like, you know, brilliant insight, flashes, awareness, you know, and change, transformation, metamorphosis. So the energies of metamorphosis going on now, this is why I referenced it, talked about it, tuning into it. You know, it's the pure intention to understand the blending of these energies that focuses our attention with, I call it cosmic love retention for ascension in the higher dimensions of full comprehension. One of my cosmic rap things going there. But anyway, there's astrology psychology going on in this regard. And this focus of a Uranus in Taurus is, it's actually, and this is what's really fascinating, it's also trine Pluto in Aquarius. And this is another strong trine, and both Neptune, I mean Uranus, I'm talking about Uranus and Pluto, which is like powerful transformation in itself. Both of them are sextile. That stellium I was talking about, you know, Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Neptune, in the last degrees of Pisces, which is very deep, mystical knowing. It's like the collective unconscious. And the North Node is in there, which is a whole another dimension of the evolutionary trending of these energies. In other words, this is where we're going for the fulfilling of the Piscean age before we move wholly into Aquarius, the age of light and love, so to speak. So anyway, this is more on the astrology psychology. It's really quite profound, folks. I mean, I kind of keynote into it again, but I'm going to go into this article now because there is an intensity here that I hope I prepared you for now. It's the truth about Ukraine and war plans for China. I mean, are we talking about promoting peace or profiting from war? What's really going on here? And this is what I'm going to key into. The thought form of this article is a quote with the picture of the Statue of Liberty, the Goddess of Liberty, with a quote that says, well, the quote, it's the statement that no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. So, historically, nations have been led into war by special interests that have a vested interest in power and profit and control, not by the people themselves. And we got a challenge in this regard again, folks. So I'm talking about these two videos I'm going to be going into on Ukraine and this war situation. I'm saying these are two candidates for video of the year. I mean, there's extraordinary truth telling on Ukraine in the first video, and the complexity of the situation is made plain and simple, this Ukraine situation. And this is by one of the most courageous truth tellers I've ever heard. I mean, this may be his last words for being so honest, and you'll see why when I go into this a little bit. The second video is an exceptional objective overview of the plan and intent of billionaire big tech oligarchs who are working assiduously with Trump to jumpstart World War III and World War III war powers that suspend core freedoms with intent to consolidate global hegemony in the process. You know, consolidate power and profit, power to profit, control, you know, hegemony. So what could go wrong? I mean, what will go right? Witness in both videos how the U.S. is being governed by war profiteers of the military-industrial complex and how this endless war monster, you know, witness what's going on with at Gaza, this endless war monster murders masses. It demoralizes conscience, our humanity, and it tries to censor any view challenging this deep state swamp monster. So these videos are highly recommended. I mean, this is intense, folks, going into this. I mean, this is like, you know, this is the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. And these videos are highly recommended for initiates. I call them initiates, you know, you call them what you want. But those, you know, mature sons and daughters of God, some people would call them, who have followed this Substack or are otherwise already aware of key pieces to the reality puzzle regarding World War III, which is primarily psychological now, but is apparently planned, that's the second video, to go kinetic, you know, 3D physical, in about 2 years. Now, in about 2 years, not factoring the Aquarian quantum field quickening with the vision of telecom and telecare for the whole Holy Spirit of love and action. Now, I've got graphics on telecom and telecare on web links. Some people who have followed my show and have followed my Substack, you know, publishing, they know what I'm referring to. It's not just the TLC. It's the whole telecommunications and global holistic self-care, telecare, for the, when I say whole spirit, the healthy, whole, holy spirit of love in action. Not any ordinary love. We're talking about cosmic love as far as a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law that provide a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction, etc. Again, I'm being redundant and repetitive for some people that follow the show, but for new people, it's anchoring the vision of virtue and valor for the victory. valor, courage. So take heart. It was the same, it's this same understanding that's needed, you know, for overcoming, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And we've got challenges. You know, realize that it was the same emergency powers that were used during the pandemic that censored dissent and shut down Main Street while Wall Street's big pharma and big tech made a killing. Most people still don't get it, how 5G technology was quietly deployed into schools and public places while they were shut down during the pandemic. And how 5G causes flu-like symptoms for those with a weak or hypersensitive immune system. So this dis-ease, flu-like symptoms, is blamed on long COVID to justify more toxic booster injections with disease side effects that profit big pharma for treatment. You know, it's like a self-licking ice cream cone. Given vaccines, toxic vaccines that have side effects, they make 10 times more money, you know, in treating those symptoms maybe for the life of that person because they're debilitated with a disease caused by the toxicity. So break the spell, folks. Snap out of it. Forward this article freely. Link the light of truth to your friends. When I say snap out of it, I'm talking about the pathological mass pharmacide. It's pharmacidal mania. Pharmacide's a word I kind of invented, but, it's genocide with pharma. It's pharmacide. It's insanity. And again, we've got quantum healing technologies that have no side effects other than, transcending and transmuting the disease organisms, bioenergetically, the cause behind the physical cause. Anyway, point is that just as the U.S., if you think about this, just as the U.S. planned invasion of seven countries of the Mideast with simulation exercises before the 9/11 inside job, the fast false flag psyop, and this is General Wesley Clark, I think it was, and how this was leaked out, and it's all over the internet. You can do, planned invasion of seven countries, just do a search on that and it'll come up. They had simulation exercise before the 9/11 trigger event. The inside, when I say the inside job, again, people who have been following me for years, know exactly what I'm talking about. And most people listening, if they're, so to speak, initiates and have been thinking for themselves and reading alternative news for, in the same way, just as the plandemic was planned in the event 201 pandemic simulation exercise before the COVID debacle, in the same way, folks, so are the big tech firms now doing simulations for war with China to reindustrialize America, as in World War II, to reassert global hegemony as the U.S. did with war back then. Same playbook with an advanced AI robotics emphasis, but don't believe me, see for yourself. Watch those excuse me, the first two videos. I think I'll get a drink. Hold on. Okay, so don't believe me. See for yourself these two videos that I have on the archive page. But first, let's get clear on the Ukraine debacle. The former Zelensky ally speaks out from prison. There's a video here. And this was March 28th by Oleksandr Zabinsky. And the story of this, Zabinsky is the former Zelensky ally. He's speaking out from prison. The subtext here is that Oleksandr Zabinsky is a Ukrainian member of parliament and a former member of Zelensky's party, servant of the people, it was called. He was a former member. He's been running for president but has been imprisoned by Zelensky, having called for his impeachment. In this fearless interview, he shares his experience of working with Zelensky. And, if you watch the video, of course, you're going to be wondering how the guy's even still alive. It may be his last words because he's really exposing Zelensky and the whole situation with truth-telling like I've never heard before. But it checks out from a lot of different perspectives. I've been following it for some time, the inside story. And you can just basically, one thing you can see in this is it's just business or profitable monopolies and captive markets. Big oligarchs, in Europe, how they play in with owning and Britain owning and controlling the resources of Ukraine, and monopolizing markets there. That's largely what's going on. And this relates directly to the next video. And this is a video about America's great industrial comeback. And that's a quote, a reference that's in this video a few times by Vice President Vance, America's great industrial comeback. Now, I have some brilliant truth-telling in this video. Mind-blowing. Ben Norton is kind of new to me. What he's saying in this, with the video clips he has of Trump and Vice President Vance, the whole point here is this speech accidentally exposes the truth behind the U.S. Globalization agenda The U.S. empire and the agenda behind a new Cold War on China and how they're planning war with China. It goes into the economics of monopoly and how the Trump administration is serving billionaire big tech oligarchs and investors who value their power to profit more than global peace, cooperation, and prosperity. It's the old, we got to have an enemy to fight, you know, military-industrial complex. So creating and managing war, creating and managing disease, this is what we've seen. And this is exposed in this video in a quite an amazing way. And at 9:45 minutes in this video that's included in the article, you can see that there's an article, Competition is called Competition is for Losers. It's by The article is by billionaire Peter Thiel, who groomed J.D. Vance to be vice president for years. And this is the same intent for control of markets claimed by monopolist John D. Rockefeller, who was infamous for saying competition is a sin. So whether you say competition is for losers or competition is a sin, the intent to monopolize global markets is behind the current tariff war crashing or crushing Wall Street. So there's an article that follows here. Trump absurd trade policies will impoverish Americans and harm the world. And this is by Jeffrey Sachs. And this shocked me that Jeffrey Sachs wrote this, because Jeffrey Sachs has been up to this point, and he actually says it in the video, that the Trump's policies internationally have been exceptional up to this point, and of course for Israel and the genocide going on there. Jeffrey Sachs has been a brilliant truth teller. He's a professor from a few different universities, professor in a key university, major universities, but he's a brilliant truth teller. And he what he says here is, quote, Donald Trump is succeeding in uniting the world against the United States. That's at 26 minutes, 10 seconds into the video. And the context of that goes back to the monopoly agenda. Their attention is spoken attention is not cooperation. It's monopoly. It's ownership and control. It's top-down, centralized, one-way programming control of the global economy. And monopoly is the model of unipolar tyranny, just as love, universal love, cosmic love, law, language, real, you know, got, love is the model of a multipolar harmony. I'm talking about the constitution of a love, which is a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, first principles of universal cosmic law of the angels, language of the angels. You know, the founding fathers called it e pluribus unum, out of many, one, out of the one. The two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. The capstone is the fifth principle. The four sides of the capstone is like four triangles, the synergies and the trinities. And those four sides are like the first principles, left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law that killeth the spirit, the nonlinear right brain, spherical spirit of the law of the one. So again, back to the one, you have the two and one, which is polarity rather than duality. You have the three and one, which is the trinity, synergy in the trinity rather than the divisiveness of the dialectic. That's the trinity. Either the, you know, the synergy in the trinity, the three and one. And then you have the you have the four and one, you know, the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. You can say it's government, education, healthcare, and the economy. Anyway, the whole point is there is no path to peace. Peace is the path. Peace is the path. That was from Mahatma, great soul Gandhi. So anyway, there's two other videos here, short videos, 5-minute videos by Greg Reese, the Reese Report. I'd like to get into those. You can watch them yourself. And I sum it up, you know, with more light and love, easier and faster, what that looks like, how that works. So, folks, it's been great, but it's getting late. I want to thank you for listening, following this far. I hope you got as much out of this today as I got. I got a buzz on with the energy today. I was quite excited about giving it. I hope you appreciate it. So dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Livingston, Montana, Livingston, Montana. It will show you what I know. It's got heart and it's got soul. I've been north and I've been south, from Seattle to Atlanta. But it's Livingston, Montana, that I love to call my home. I'm going dancing now. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large.
We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.